Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back with us today is David Price, CEO of Rockfire Resources, which is an Australian-focused gold and exploration company. Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Rob. I'm well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's good to have you back. I noted the recent RNS where you've really hit the ground running in 2020. Can you update investors on the new drilling campaign and the expected timeline?
Sure, Rob. Our drilling started last weekend, and so we've had 3 days of very good drilling. The weather has held up for us, which is fantastic, and the guys are actively drilling on site at the moment. As per our RNS, we have a planned program of 1,500 metres, which is 13 drill holes. Now, the number of metres and the number of holes will always change depending on what our geologists are seeing coming out of the drill hole. For example, if our geologists are observing good sulfides and evidence for mineralization, they'll push the hole deeper to try and get through that and out the other side of any potential mineralization. The rig that we're using at the moment has a maximum capacity of 250 meters depth. So once we hit 250 meters, there is no opportunity to drill any further beyond that with the rig that we have. Now, the main thrust of this drilling program is to test for extensions of the 177 meters at half a gram gold that we encountered in BPL 25 last October. It was a great hole, and clearly a lot of mineralization in that hole. So we're drilling 50 meters to the east of that hole at a similar depth to 250 meters. And then we're going to step out another 100 meters and drill another hole to 250 meters depth. So we're really chasing this hard. We want to try and find that mineralization, and particularly the higher grades, which we're anticipating at depth, and by depth, probably beyond the 200 meter mark. So what we're hoping to do is that these holes will hopefully hook into the top of one of these systems that we feel is very similar to the Mount Wright deposit, which is about 45 kilometers to the northeast of Plateau. So there's a lot of activity going on site. Our geologists are mapping and the drilling is underway, and we expect that drilling to be, fingers crossed, finished within the next 10 days. Now, clearly that's going to depend on weather. And as I mentioned, the weather is holding off well for us. So far, so good on that one. So a lot of excitement there with that deeper drilling. We're also going to do a couple of holes into our resource at Plateau East, and that is designed to extend that JORC resource to depth, and particularly around the 80-metre mark. If you recall last drilling program that we did, we actually ended up with very nice intervals, and those intervals included 10 metres at 2 grams, including 4 metres at 4, and 5 metres at 5 grams. So BPL 12 and BPL 19 in the October program deepened that mineralisation to 60 metres, and we're looking to deepen that again to 80 metres.
Thanks, David. The RNS talked about open-cut mining. Can you expand on this statement and Rockfire's long-term plans for Plateau?
Sure. The open-cut scenario is something that I think, you know, it's obviously going to be our objective. We want to try and get gold, enough gold to be able to mine. Now, whether that mining is done by Rockfire or another company is yet to be decided. And we have to get to a point where that decision will be made. Now, if you look at Plateau, some of the historical work included 10 metres at 1.6 grams, there's 13 metres at 1.9, 86 metres at 1.6, there's 22 at 1.8, 10 metres at 1.9. There's a lot of gold being intersected close to surface over very broad intervals. So this is a great thing for open cut mining. And of course, if we get to a point where we can define an open cut resource within the top 80 metres from surface, which is our objective, then I believe that there are opportunities for utilising toll treatment options at some of the surrounding gold mines. We've got three operating gold plants within trucking distance of Plateau, so we're quite keen to get a resource defined, and I think that should be a priority for the company to be able to try and monetise this project. Now, clearly the other pronged attack is the deeper resource. And that's something that we're approaching now with the current drilling, and we're keen to juggle in both simultaneously. And of course, it's a great opportunity for us to really hit this deposit hard this year to be able to get to our scoping studies by the end of this year.
Okay, and can you remind investors of the significance of whole BPL 25 and what this means in the bigger geological context?
Sure. Well, BPL 25 was a great hole, 177 metres, half a gram gold. It was virtually continuous mineralisation right to the bottom of the hole. And what we see at Mount Wright, which is our analogy to the northeast, is that in the top 200 metres at Mount Wright, it was quite low grade. It was about half a gram gold. So we are encountering the types of mineralisation and the grade of mineralisation that they were encountering at Mount Wright. So we see the analogy as being quite apt, and we're keen to be able to look at how did they discover their deposit, which is below 200 metres from surface, to when they hit the high grade. And that's why we did the geophysics. That's why we're doing this. So there's a clearly defined program for this deposit to try and encounter higher grade mineralisation as they found at Mount Wright. So look, the significance is that we've got broad mineralisation. We've got mineralisation down to a minimum of 215 metres. And we ended up having extension holes now that we're looking at. And this is designed to be able to get to a depth resource.
David, it's always been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to speaking again at the end of the drilling campaign.
That's great. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.